Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and leading for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
It's all over.
Yes, it is.
The ride is over. Didn't end like we wanted it to.
No, it didn't.
But you always got to look at the journey, you know. And it was a great journey. A lot of exciting things happened along the way for our Big Reds. But that day, they ran into a team that was better than they were.
Yeah, that day.
And we made mistakes that were uncharacteristic, haven't made all year, but for whatever reason, they happen.
Yes, they are. They do.
And they have nothing to hang their heads about. They made history.
Everybody want to play in the last game of the season.
Okay. 100.
And we're not talking about senior night.
No, not senior night.
We're talking about championship game.
Championship game, man. Yeah. So there's a lot of teams would trade places with us.
Yes, they would.
To do what we've done. So I just want to hats off to those Big Reds because I truly believe they will be back again next year.
Yes, they will.
And the outcome will be different. So we want to continue to support those young men, student athletes. And if you see them, you know, give them a pat on the back, shake their hand, tell them job well done.
Yes, it is. That's amazing how they just keep on just making history like that. And then to deal with a team, for me, from my perspective, just dealing with a team that played Division II the whole season.
Yeah.
And then came down to the division where Muskegon was at.
Yes, they did, man.
So they played a higher division in their regular seasons. Like, it was – I'm going to come at this angle with it. So you got Cass Tech, you got King, and you got Muskegon.
Yeah.
Division I, Division II, Division III. Three urban schools
that's
dominating the first three divisions. Yeah. You had to change it up and make two of those urban schools compete each other. That's the history of MHSA.
That's it.
That's all I'm just going to say.
That's it.
That's how they do it.
Yeah, that's the only team that could have beaten Muskegon, even on a bad day.
Okay. And the only team that could have beaten King was Cass and Muskegon.
And Muskegon, which they did, right? Those were the only two teams that beat King during the regular season.
So I'm telling you is that. So yeah. I know you can't talk like that, but you know how I am. I'm always controversial, and I'm always political, and I always look at that paradigm. I'm like, why all of a sudden that the urban schools got to go against each other that barely make it when it comes to the budget?
Yeah, never happened before, man. Never happened before.
It would have been King, it would have been Cass, it would have been King, and it would have been Muskegon. Division
right.
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And we know what happened to Cass. They got caught by another team on a bad day when they didn't play their best.
They didn't play
their best. Because there's no way that anybody could have convinced me that Cass Tech would not have been at Ford Field on the final day of the high school football playoffs. I didn't see it coming.
Me either.
Okay.
There's no
so
way.
Cass had their bad game early. Muskegon happened to have their bad game at the end. And the result is King did beat them.
Yeah.
All right. So – it is what it is, but like I say, kids still, you know, got to be proud of what they accomplished this year. And, you know, they'll be back. That's all I can tell you. So, you know, stay on the bandwagon. Don't jump off the bandwagon.
Well, I'm on there. I ain't going nowhere. It's a blessing to see those kids developing who they are, to take it to that level, to have that resilience in them.
Oh, yeah.
Because for one, it's always that we from Mosquito. We from this small town.
Mm-hmm.
And we always competing and we always dominating.
Had a tough road, too.
Yeah.
All right. We played all conference champions along the way. We had no cupcake games. All right. Out the gate. Okay. We had to play the best that was there to offer. East Grand Rapids, Grand Rapids Christian, Cedar Springs, Zeeland East. Those were all conference champions, man, with good records. Some of those teams played kids that, you know, had 3 and 4 losses. And that was not a part of our march to Ford Field. So, again, hats off to players, coaching staff, and those really, really diehard fans.
And our fans get treated pretty well. I was just thinking, I'm like I know I worked in the coaching system, but I look and I say, okay, when January comes, hoop season comes. You look for a coach guy, which is he lives in March. You know, he like a coach kid at the high school level. He gets his teams to deep into the tournament. So then you look at the girls' basketball. They are coming along.
Okay.
They're getting deep into the tournament. Then you go to football, they're deep into the tournament. It's like you go to Muskegon, your whole year is dedicated to seeing it. If you're a parent and you got a girls basketball player, football player, basketball player, you're going to be.
You're going to be busy all year, man.
All year.
You're going to be busy.
You're going to have 2 months off because the team going to go far in the tournament every year.
Yeah, team, you know, final game was played on Saturday night, right? Monday started basketball practice. Last night, Tuesday night, was the official opening. There were basketball games played last night in high school.
So then the boys just came from the forward field, Big Billy and them and Alavante and them, the power fours and the centers from Muskegon.
Yeah, yeah. So Cameron's going to play.
Cameron is a point guard.
Right. So those guys got 1 day off, and that was Sunday.
Man, do you make them run any line drills or sprints?
Yeah.
They in shape. They in football shape, so that's going to be a little different. It'll be a little adjustment to the flexibility and the stretching in. But that's you got to commend our kids from that program, learning the resiliency that they have. They ain't had no time to be like, oh, on to the next thing.
That's 5-6 years, man. That's the way it's been because they've been at Ford Field. Yeah. And, you know, our goal is always to win. No doubt. Don't doubt. Don't get it twisted. Don't dress it up. But if we don't, it's still the fact that we got there. And that's what I look at. We still competed for the championship.
That's right.
And that is going to be the standard for now on. So, but again, we'll be back. We'll be back. But, yeah, Coach, it's now Coach takes the spotlight.
Yeah.
You know, Shane can take a back seat now, and he'll be there. He'll support Keith at every game, just like Keith is at every one of his games, cheering on these Big Reds in basketball. And I think we're gonna make some noise.
Yeah, they're ranked Muskegon boys are ranked number one in the region right now.
Oh, is that right?
In West Michigan.
Okay.
So they right along with our girls. I think it might be EK right behind us, but it should be us. I seen something last year that tried to put somebody over us. But I don't think they could. But so it's gonna be the boys and girls, probably number one in the region in West Michigan.
And if I'm not mistaken,
and Coach Walker is like the top of the food chain right now.
That's great, man. You know, and they took the girls off the Muskegon Sports Hall of Fame Classic, and I really wish they hadn't done that. But they said it was an issue with logistics around getting the venues because they have freshman JV and varsity, and you got I think this year we have Kentwood again, who did win last night in their first game, and then there's Shores, Reese Puffer. So I really would have liked to seen the girls play, get into that. And I hope at some point in time they were able to put together a weekend classic tournament of girls basketball in the area.
And then that's the thing about it. Like, I know Kalamazoo Central's having one with the girls are playing it. I think they're going to play it's got to be Kalamazoo Central or somebody or East Grand Rapids or someone at that Christmas tournament. It's going to be a big Christmas tournament in Kalamazoo Central during the time where Muskegon has their
the classic.
Same classic. Yeah,
yeah,
the it's going to be some heavy hitters at that classic for the girls.
Okay.
So
yeah, we got to get somebody to get some
I know 1 year
energy around
yeah,
that, man.
I know 1 year our first year there, Madriga Cook's senior year, we played we had a game with Oak Ridge. We had a little classic there.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. She hit a buzzer beater to win the game.
Yeah, Oak Ridge is good. They had a good program, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good game, and we beat them. Madriga came down, 4 seconds left on the clock, ended the game. We walked out the gym. So that was fun during the tournament. It gave that tournament feel.
Mm-hmm.
That was her senior year. And that's when we played and they did like a classic for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to bring that back, man.
Yeah, that was fun.
Get these girls some exposure and get them an opportunity to play some other teams that they normally wouldn't get to play. So.
Yeah, but in our city, like we're going
right.
The girls are going all the way to Kalamazoo
mm-hmm.
to compete. I know EK is going to be there. I talked to their coach. Some other good programs are going to be there, some heavy hitters. So it's going to be some pretty good games.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
So we'll be make sure we follow the girls to Kalamazoo for that classic for sure. So, but. Other than that, man, it's if we're gonna talk about football,
I was waiting for that.
We still got to,
my teeth was ready to sink into that one.
take our hats off to the Montagues,
yes,
to the Mona Shores. They made it. It was just a bad day for M's.
If your
school began with an M, Saturday was a bad day for Montague, Mona, Muskegon, and
the
Michigan.
Little house. Yep, and the little house, the little house with the big brother in it.
Yeah, man, that was Woo. A bad man. Game. That was a horrible, ugly. That was an ugly
big
game.
Big brother
man.
Asked for that, though, didn't he?
Oh, man, he got his.
He called it revenge tour.
Revenge tour. Took a detour.
Hey, all the announcers and everything was clowning him. And they was like, he's 0-4 against Urban Meyer. He can't beat him.
Can't beat him, man. He owns him.
He owns
this guy, man.
And then they were saying that. Say, usually when you're in a blowout game like that, teams would be taking knees. He said, right. Ohio State was with the third string and still trying to score touchdowns.
They took the old Woody Hayes approach. Say, Woody, it was the game Michigan. He was beating Michigan like 50-14, right? And it was late in the game, and Ohio State scores, and they line up to go for two, right? And when they went for two, and after the game, they asked Woody, he said, man, you had them beat. It was late in the game. It was almost over, and you went for two. He said, why did you do that? Woody said, because I couldn't go for three. That's how much he hated Michigan, man. He would score anytime, any chance he had. They run the score up on him, man. So,
oh, help me.
They took a page out of Woody Hayes' book.
Yeah, I heard that story.
That's a classic, man.
He said, I couldn't go for three.
Because I couldn't go for three.
Man.
Yeah, so I don't know what the folks in Ann Arbor, you know, are thinking, if they made a bad hire, what?
They only but, $17 million, though, so.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some buyout clauses, but at what point in time do you decide to make that move? But I just can't see this continuing on at its pace. You know, they were poised for this guy to make a real impact.
He has to beat Notre Dame.
All he had to beat was Ohio State. He's in the playoffs, okay? So
top 14.
Some of the things in the past would have been forgotten. But now those things are still relevant as you move forward because you've not accomplished the things that we had planned for, okay?
Yes, sir.
Case in point, Central Michigan University, right? 1-11 at the end of the year. Gave their coach a 4-year opportunity. They fired him.
That's right.
They had let him go, okay?
How many years is that when he was in for?
Four.
He did four.
He was four, yeah.
They gave him his tenure.
They gave him his 4 years, and he didn't turn it around. I mean, in your fourth year, you went 1-11. Not going to say that's not going to be the case in Michigan, but if you don't beat Ohio State, you don't beat Michigan State, you can't beat the Notre Dame's. That
you haven't beat Notre Dame.
That's a reason to be concerned about whether we made the right hire. Now, staying on the subject of Central Michigan, Tony Anise was in the race, right?
Oh, yeah, he should be in the race.
And the last hire, okay, and they said, oh, we want a Central man. We want a man that graduated from Central. So the board of trustees, you know, they kind of backed off and said, oh, okay then. But then once that hire was made, they became very critical. And then when the firing came, it was like, okay, we made a bad hire. Let's not do that again. Let's get a guy that we know knows how to build a program, knows how to win football games, and can make us relevant.
That sounds like Tony Anise.
So he's still in the playoffs.
Go get
right?
the Savage.
He's still in the playoffs. He's been there. They've played
last
3 years.
That's
in the playoffs.
Where he live in the playoffs.
So he right here in Michigan. He knows he's got a network of coaches that if there's players that he can use, and he's going to still do the nationwide recruiting thing, but that's a guy you got to get, man. You got to get this guy.
You got to get Anise. I thought about that, too. I was like, Anise is a guy for Central Michigan, 100%.
Yeah. Where did that guy from Notre Dame come from? He came through the GLIAC. He started at Grand Valley.
Yes, he
Chuck
did.
Chuck Martin down in Miami, Ohio. Same thing. Or he's at Ohio. They all came out of the GLIAC. And if you don't think there's good coaches and good products out of the GLIAC that's ready for Matt, then you don't know football.
Because Division II, they work extra hard to get their kids ready.
Oh, yeah.
They work extra hard.
Absolutely. Because they basically get what's left, right?
Like I say this all the time. Anise has our quarterback, Michigan State's quarterback.
He's got him.
And he got him shining.
And he's looking good.
He looking good. I wish
he
was with us.
Not in trouble.
Man, I wish he was with us.
Okay, he's connecting with some folks, man.
He got a niece, man.
Getting these kids to play, you know. He take care, you know, our boy, we got to throw her in there, okay? You know, kids that other programs might have given up on.
They had allegations that was not true against them.
Yeah.
So look at
him. Or make just some bad judgments, okay?
Who judgment. You hang around, basically.
Yeah, so you made a mistake. Well, we're going to give you a second chance.
And look at the second, look at the kid.
And look what happened.
He got rings. He added two more rings to his, probably three more now. Yeah, three more. He got three more rings to his repertoire.
Why even go looking, man? But it isn't, the job is big. It's on Indeed for those that may want to go apply.
All those people that's being in the stands coaching. Central Michigan sounds good.
Yeah, because our job not open, all right? And Union, Grand Rapids Union is looking for a coach. You know, for those guys that think they know how to coach, there you go. Go get it. Put your name in the hat. Make it happen. Yeah, coach. So, but anyway. We got to move on so
yes, we
can get some substance in
in
our show today, because we could talk about this for another 15 minutes.
That's right.
Show up.
I seen an article the other day with GM getting ready to lay off.
Yeah, it was an announcement shortly after Thanksgiving. And, you know, you really have to look at this thing. You have to do a deep dive, okay? You can't look at the surface and find out what's going on, because there are a lot of things that are happening that's probably not really common knowledge for the average person. Don't think that the tariffs that were applied by the current administration didn't have an effect. Those had an effect on the decision by GM to go into a different direction. So you ask yourself, okay, if they're closing these plants, that means you're going to take those many units out of production. So where does those units come back as? Well, General Motors is trying to get ahead of the curve on this thing of autonomy vehicles.
Cars drive by themselves.
Car driving by themselves, shared driving vehicles where, you know, people carpool with, you know, four other folks in these autonomy cars. And the fact that America has, again, fell in love with the SUV. All right, back before we had the major meltdown in 08, they retooled and they came back out with the Cruise, cars of that type. But now they're saying that we made mistakes in the past about not being ahead of the curve on products that the American public wants to buy. And then we're saddled with these cars that they don't want, so we have to offer these huge incentives to clear them off our parking lots. So the lady, the new CEO, Barra, saying that they're not going to make that mistake again, and they're going to get ahead of this thing. But in retrospect, when you do what General Motors is about to do, there's going to be some pain in the economy.
It's going to be a dip.
Okay,
that's what I call it.
Because if you save 14,000 jobs just with GM, you need to take that 14,000 and go times two, okay? Because for every job that is created in the auto industry, there's probably two to three that becomes a part of the supply chain.
Look at our area. Muskegon is all supply chain.
It's supply chain.
Seat belts, bumpers,
mirrors, chrome fixtures.
Yep. Finish, shape.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's going to definitely be a ripple effect in the economy. And it's going to take a while before these other plants that they're going to build are going to be up and running in order to absorb those folks that got laid off. But there's going to be a different skill level for some of these jobs,
too. Oh, you got to be smart. You got to be able to work a computer.
Yeah. So, and trust me, the auto industry is about to make some major shifts, okay, in how they do business, just from the simple fact that the appetite of the American public has changed again. I mean, just walk down the street and count the number of vehicles, passenger vehicles, that are SUVs, sedans, those things. There will always be a market for the sedans, don't get me wrong. But most people that you know drive SUVs
of some sort. Like you said, you talk about a mortgage crisis, my vehicle, my 2007 Tahoe, I'm still driving it. I bought it in 2010. And I won't sell it.
Right.
I'm in love with it. Yep. It's like, it treat me right. It ride good on the highway. I know when there's something wrong with it. I know it can be fixed at a reasonable price.
Okay.
So I'm like, but it's so many of them on the road. And then I talked to a supplier. They said they built so many of those motors, I can get a brand new motor for my Tahoe for $1,000.
Okay. So there you go. But, you know, at some point in time, you'll make that decision
to say, okay,
now I got to go buy a car. Are you going to go buy another SUV, or
Tahoe?
Are you going to buy a sedan?
Another Tahoe. It's already made up. I done got my point set up already. We're talking about credit cards today, but I already got my point set up. If I buy a new vehicle, I already got it set up on my auto buyer credit card that I want $10,000 towards this Tahoe.
Okay.
That's in my mind. It's set. I'm like, I don't want nothing else.
And when you think about
a consumer,
The Chevrolet Impala has been a staple,
man,
in America.
We got it. It's my third one. I got one of them, too.
It's been a staple, man, in America for 100 years.
That's a Mercedes-Benz for the working man.
Yeah, that Impala. So if they make a decision like that, man, trust me, they must know what they're doing if they're going to abandon the Impala.
What are they going to do to replace it? I done bought three Impalas
in my lifetime. I have no idea what they're going to do to replace it.
That's the Mercedes-Benz for the working man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And when you drive down the street, if you look around, man, I see a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
But they're saying that the sales have dropped off 14%. Okay? And, you know, they're coming out with the Bronco, right? You know, they're doing a redesign on the Bronco.
Yep, Ford.
And there's some other SUVs that they're coming out with. So
that's going to be nice.
Do they have it right? I don't know. But this is the minds that lead GM seems to think this is the time to make these moves. Lordstown is one of the oldest facilities that they have, and I think it's like 3,500 people that work there. But those communities are going to feel some pain. Trust me, that's tax base. There's businesses, supply chain. All that stuff is going to definitely be affected by these changes that's coming in next year.
Man.
So we don't know how, you know, we know we're going to feel it here in Muskegon. We will see it. There's no doubt about it.
Now, something I want everybody to pay attention to in the news. Remember when Elon Musk came to Flint and gave him all that money to fix their piping and their water?
Okay.
Does everybody think that he's a great Samaritan? He's a good philanthropist? No, he already saw it. What's happening right now. He saw it. He said, I'm going to privatize my company. Then that way I can move wherever I want to move.
Yep.
Strategize how I want to strategize and look at different areas. So he came into Flint. If he can look at the piping in the water, he can see how the industry can help him wash his raw materials.
Mm-hmm.
And why not be around the best water source in the world?
In the world.
Lake Michigan.
Yeah. The Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes, period.
Yeah. So, you know, and there's always an opportunity for other automakers, if they feel the need to make a presence in the United States, is to take over some of those facilities. Because I know Ford had a big one downriver. Flat Rock.
Yeah, I used to live in Southgate. I used to live in Southgate.
And Mazda. They had one on the one side of 75 and one on the other side, and Mazda purchased the one on the
south
west
side.
Okay, it's going south, but it'd be in the west. It'd be the west side because Ford still got the one plant on the east going down. But, yeah, they purchased that.
Like Detroit Southwest, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, yes,
and
they did.
And retrofitted it to Mazda products.
They really did. It was set vacant for a minute, too.
Yeah, it did.
Yep, they used to find crime behavior inside of them.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you did. So,
but
in Canada, they're closing plants in Canada, Ontario, Ohio.
That's an international effect then.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, it's just not America. It's going to be more or less, you know, most of those were in the east. I think Pennsylvania was one of them. So, but yeah, man, 14,000 jobs. That's a lot of people. That's got to go and look for more work. But again, that's what GM is doing. One is in Washington, D.C., Cleveland, Detroit, and Toronto. Hamtramck in Detroit, Lordstown in Ohio. The Oshawa is up in outside of Toronto. So
I'm rewinding you just a little bit. You've been in Detroit just like I did.
Yeah.
If you got you closing a plant in Hamtramck, you losing a large tax base in Hamtramck.
Hamtramck
is a lower poverty level type of city. They got the factories, but when you close down an industry like that, you talking about the small mom and pop shops all around that facility.
Yep.
That make money. Talking about the bars, the eating places, the clothing stores. You know, think about Hamtramck. Yeah. You already know what
supplies,
it is.
You know, auto repair shops. You know, just name it, man. Just whatever you do in your community is basically what's going to happen. And those vehicles that are affected are the Chevy Volt, the Impala, the Buick LaCrosse, and the Cadillac CT6. And there's one more there, the Cadillac XT5 are the models that are going to go away.
They just came out with them. The XT5 and the CT6.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't selling, though. They was too little.
Yep. So they made some bad decisions, but they think that they're on the right track now. So we will see.
Man. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Yep. Not good for the economy coming into 2019.
Well, I had today, I was just going to have some tips about credit cards.
Okay, because that's the time of the year now people are going to use a lot of credit cards.
Yeah. So what I got today is 10 little known perks about your credit cards. And I'm not too fond of too many credit cards. Like you said, we talk about four. But the ones I have, like you were saying, buying a new vehicle, I have a auto buyer credit card that I use at the dealership to, like, if I need certain things like tires, repairs, I pay it off as soon as I get it, but I get points for it.
Absolutely.
I get money towards a newer vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Like, car's 3 years old, okay, yeah. But if I could have $10,000 that I put up on the card and I had $10,000, like, here, Here's $10,000 I've been saving for 3-4 years because I've been doing maintenance in my other vehicles over the years, and I haven't had to buy a new car. I want to get this new car because I'm going to save $10,000 if I would have to do that.
You know,
I'm still in the mind frame of buying something 3 years old and enjoying what's paid off. That's a concept that can be known there where you can save money. So just looking at reward points. And here's
definitely getting reward points, man.
So here's one of them is the free TSA pre-check or global entry. Now, when we talk about TSA, you're talking about going to the airport.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you don't have to wait. If you already pre-checked and you pass the screening, you got the driver's license that say you could travel, all those things. That's one of the perks of some credit cards.
Okay, great. That's awesome.
So it says $85 for 5 years or global entry. So that means traveling across the world, $100 for 5 years. When you're charged the fee to your card, they say you'll also be able to get a refund of that fee from those two services to let you through the airport security if you got a certain credit card. So you see that, awesome, and say, wow. So you guys got to check your coverage and see if you have that credit card. Some of the credit cards that offer that are Capital One, the Venture card, is waived in the first year. The Chase Sapphire card, they waive those fees. I know I got a Chase card, and they have other things like that on warranties with travel and things. Coverage for damaged or stolen products. Through a benefit known as purchase protection, several cards issuers will repair, replace, or reimburse your items if you charge it to your credit card that are damaged or stolen within a certain time, typically 90 to 100 days after the purchase. American Express has extended window of 90 to 100 days for cardholders with most states to make the claim of maximum coverage, $1,000 to $10,000 per item, included on the credit card. Chase Freedom, that's the one I have, and Chase Sapphire cards also have a 120-day claim period. They will replace and repair or reimburse up to $500 per item. And we're talking about if something is shipped to you, you bought for Christmas. That just happened to me.
Okay.
I bought something from eBay, and it was like $300 or $400. And I needed it for a vehicle or something. It was a piece I needed. It came. It was broken. So then I filed a complaint on eBay and everything, and the person wrote me this morning back. And it was like, why you do that malicious and talk about this? I say, look, you mailed it in the old box. The box was old and worn and torn. And I say, if you look at my profile, I'm 100% good client and a good seller on eBay. So please don't contact me no more. And my credit card's already reimbursed me. You told me there was no refunds. My credit card already reimbursed me. They're going to come after you at the next.
Right.
So he was like, oh, you're going to be like that now.
Yes.
But it was a major company, a distributor. But they tried to come at me like this. We're going to report you. I said, you can't report me because you sent me a product that's defective. But I was able to, I bought it with my credit card because I was protected. They covered that.
Okay.
I sent them pictures of it. Said, that box look old. So you got to watch that during this season. It's very important. The next one is price matching. Price matching. We'll do this one right here, and we'll wrap up for the day. So price matching. If you use a credit card to buy an item that later goes on sale, your card might refund the difference. For example, Citi card holders do this. They make their car purchases. They will receive the difference in price with Citi fines within 60 days. Typically, however, you must watch for sales yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you this other website. I added the app to my phone. And what it does is, Tony, we talked about this on the show about a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Paribus. And what it does, when you buy stuff online, they send you an email, right?
Okay.
And they send you a shipping. I have got money back on several items already.
Because of the price match.
Yeah, because of the price match. And I got it on a credit card. And what they do is, like my Macy's, because I've been getting ready for Christmas for some of the family. My Macy's and different places I've been shopping at for the holiday season, they send me up. They had a Black Friday sale. Look, you saved $30. Send them this email. They'll send you the email and everything. All you do is copy and paste it, send it to your credit card company, and show it to them that, and they give you the refund.
That's slick.
Paribus is spelled P-A-R-I-B-U-S. And you go to paribus.com, you put it on your phone app, and it'll save that money. I just did it.
That's awesome, man. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do that. Yes, sir.
So that works. The price matching. Some companies are trying to change that out, but it's worth trying. It's worth trying to save and trying to see what you can do. Then the next card is the next benefit. The last one we'll do today is a special access to tickets and events. So this is that season where you want to go to a concert, go to the opera, go see a show, go to a jazz show, rap concert. This is that season, right?
Right. Yes, it is, man.
So you possibly hold a credit card right now that comes from Chase, that comes from Citibank, that comes from Capital One, that has the benefit of booking that event for you, giving you VIP seats, letting you sit in a certain place.
Okay.
You know, reservations for restaurants. That's this is the lit. Season to be eating good and doing things and going out and doing with your family, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why not get the special access to tickets and events like museums? Like they said, first of the month, a lot of museums are free if you got a certain credit card. Call your credit card. Get the statement. It's a 1-800 number on there and say, what are my perks? What do
go.
I get? What do I deserve?
That's awesome, man.
Now, if you're in credit card trouble, though, because we just started something called Avenant Care for credit cards, I got a number for you to call if you feel like your credit card balances are out of control because you didn't do the due diligence to pay them off at the end of the month. It's called Advocate Debt Relief Options. Credit card counseling, debt settlement. Just do it yourself. The number is 888-889-7130. So if you like, man, credit card's killing me, Johnson. I got $10,000. I got $15,000. You can slash them in half and be in the new year looking real good. So I'm giving you these perks for the people that's disciplined, but I also gave the people the phone number. So,
good job.
Yep. So scripture I have for you today is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Good for nothing, trust God with the least. You must each decide in your own heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully.
Cheerful giver.
I don't even think I need to explain that.
That's
cut your blessing off by being hard-headed.
Yep.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.